Hello, this is Robert Lee.
And Sam.
Welcome once again to Third Row from the Front. We're joined again by Bane, chewing loudly on a bone. Tonight's movie is War for the Planet of the Apes, and it is the, what we thought, final film in a trilogy, kind of a reboot, prequel trilogy to the original Planet of the Apes. But apparently it's only the third in, I don't know how many movies they're going to do now, because there's the reason we started watching these again was because there's a new movie coming out next month called Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. But so this movie takes place 15 years after the original movie, 5 years after the last movie. And if you didn't listen to our podcast or haven't seen the first two, essentially there was a this drug that was created to cure Alzheimer's, and they tested it on apes, you know, chimps, and it made them smarter. I'm making this very simple, by the way. There's a lot more that goes on. It made them a lot smarter, and at the same time, it wiped out like a lot of the human race, like most of it. And so in the second film, we see that they, you know, the humans are pretty much dwindled down, and the apes that escaped have kind of created their own colony. But there's a conflict that happens between the humans and the apes because one of the apes named Koba essentially starts off this kind of this war because he doesn't trust the humans, as, you know, fair enough, right? So he kind of makes it look like the humans have killed their leader, Caesar. And so it creates this whole conflict. But now we jump forward 5 years later, and of course the conflict still rages on because there's now this group of soldiers that are coming after the apes, Caesar and his colony, to kind of like wipe them out. So that's where the movie takes place. It starts off with that, and you see something terrible happens, and Caesar becomes consumed with rage, and he wants revenge for this army, or, you know, these soldiers that came in and disrupted their way of life. And so the movie takes, you know, it follows that path of him, you know, kind of taking a small group of his old friends, you know, from the very first movie. They kind of go along with him to help him out to find this this colonel who's played by Woody Harrelson. And he's kind of this crazy colonel, very much like Colonel, what's his name, Kurtz from Apocalypse Now. But anyway, we'll get more into the details on that, and, you know, because there's a lot more that goes into this movie besides what I just said, but I could go on forever. But Sam, what did you think of War for the Planet of the Apes?
I love this movie. I mean, I love this trilogy. I mean, the whole reason we're watching it, like you said, is for my birthday, because, you know, I'm excited to see the new one that's coming out. But this one is just, it's so good. It's so, like, the whole movie's, like, dark. Like, literally, it just, to me, it just, I just think of, like, gray. It's just kind of like sad and dark because of the conditions. Like, it's like a war, basically.
Yeah, it's a war, and it's also taking place in a cold area, so there's like snow constantly. So
yeah, Woody Harrelson's in this movie, and I think he does an awesome job because he plays like the bad guy, and you hate him. Like, you don't like him, and he does a really good job at it. It's just funny because, like, he just seems like a really cool, goofy, nice guy, like, in person, I feel like. And he plays this villain really well. I love Caesar. Caesar's just my favorite. I like that he kind of has this, like, internal struggle, because the whole reason he and Koba did not see eye to eye was because Koba was filled with revenge. Like, he wanted revenge on humans for what they had done to him and to other animals. And Caesar was always the one that was like, no, like, I know humans are capable of reason. I know they're capable of compassion and empathy. They can be kind. Just give them a chance. They, you know, just, you just need a communicator, whatever, right? And in this movie, you kind of see Caesar be filled with rage, and he even says something to the fact that, like, I'm just like Koba or something. Because all of his friends keep telling him, like, you don't need to go out there and mess with that Woody Harrelson character. Like, just leave him alone. Let's go. Like, you don't need to do that. And Caesar's like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to go up there and talk to this guy. Like, he does not stop. And I love that, like, that he sees Koba and himself in that way. We get introduced to Nova as a little girl in this movie. I just saw something in the trailer for the new movie that reminded me of this movie. Mm. Because she, in this movie, like you said, it's like cold and like snowy and stuff. And it was funny because even my dad said, isn't she cold? Like, because she's just wearing like a dress and she's kind of like shivering. Yeah. And one of the apes gives her a jacket, you know. And so and she trusts these apes and she's, you know, walking around with them and helping them and stuff.
By the way, she can't speak because the virus has evolved, and now it's starting to take away like speech from the people that are infected with it. So that's a whole new angle that's introduced in this movie, is like, yeah, the people are being basically robbed of their speech. So,
yeah. But she gets along with these apes and she seems to understand what's going on, I think, and to a certain extent, and she like wants to help them and she just feels safe with them. And then in the trailer for this new movie, there's a very quick scene. It's very quick where I think an ape is handing her like a jacket or something like that. And you kind of see her face like, and I just immediately thought of this movie. So, I thought that was pretty cool for them to show that kind of like, I don't know what you call it, but.
Callback.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of action in this movie. You see these apes trying to like escape.
Yeah, it essentially becomes like a prison escape movie, which mm-hmm. is interesting because, you know, they've made those before. But it's interesting to see it in this context with the apes, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, that's really what it is. It's just them trying to escape and find a better life and get away from this army that Woody Harrelson has going on there, because the war isn't even between the apes and the humans. The war is between Woody Harrelson's character, his troops against other humans. So Caesar even says something like, or it might have been Maurice, one of them said something about like, oh, the humans are gonna destroy each other, you know, like, we need to get out of here, the humans are gonna destroy each other, we don't even need to do that. So that was funny in a dark way. But yeah, so I love this movie. I recommend it to everybody. I was really happy that my family seemed to really enjoy it. They even said, I think, that this one was probably their favorite one out of the three, which is hard to do for a trilogy. It's hard for the movies to get better.
In most trilogies or movies, it's always the first one was the best, and then everything else after that kind of starts to get weaker and weaker as it goes along.
Yeah.
But I feel like the opposite happened with this trilogy.
Yeah, that's why I love this trilogy so much, because of that, exactly. It just gets better. And I just get so excited every time I see the trailer for the new movies come on, because it looks so good to me. I hope it doesn't let me down. But yeah, so I recommend it. Just know, though, that there is death in this. You know, like, you see it, war crimes, you know, you see kind of these apes being strung up, you know, and left to die, and you see them getting shot and stuff. So I don't know. I thought it was going to be a little too much for my little cousins, but she ended up loving the movie. So just know that kind of violence is in this movie, but I loved it. I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah. And of course, I love this trilogy. Like, when we first watched it in the theaters, I was like, man, this is like one of the best trilogies I've seen. And I feel like a lot of people didn't watch them. I feel like they slept. It's weird. And I think it was hard for a lot of people to get their head around like the whole Planet of the Apes thing, maybe. I don't know. But it was really well done. I mean, Andy Serkis was amazing as Caesar. I love the way the character developed throughout the films. Like, in the first one, mm-hmm. he's nonverbal, you know, he says one word at the end of the movie or a couple words. Then in the second one, he speaks a little more, but it's like broken English. And then this one, he's pretty much just like fluent in English. Yeah. But I love that it's, you know, it makes sense throughout the years. He's gotten more proficient, and he even starts looking a little more human, like his facial expressions and stuff. But I was going to say what you said. I don't remember it being as dark, I guess, when I first saw it, but rewatching it, I was like, damn, this is a dark movie. Like, not just visually, but like tonally, it's very dark. There's so much brutality, like you said, it's a prison camp, essentially, what Woody Harrelson's character, the Colonel, is running. And I love the way they show, they have these big gorillas that are helping the Colonel. And it's just funny, like, because you see that, you know, we saw that back in the, I remember it reminded me of like Schindler's List, how in the movie they would have like Jews helping them, the Nazis, out. Like, they basically betrayed their own people just so that they could live a little longer. It's like, well, you know, hey, they're treating me well. They say that they're going to let me go. They believe all these like lies that the army is telling them, that, oh yeah, they're going to treat me good. They're going to let us, you know, they're going to give us a place after the war is over. It's like, no, they're not. They're going to kill you, just like they killed all the other people. They're just using you in the meantime. But I love the way they showed that. That was an interesting aspect of it. What was I going to say about this? I think the reason your parents liked it, and I think the reason it really works, is because it can be a very dark movie. There's a whole scene with like them whipping Caesar because, it's like, it's brutal. And you, like you said, you hate Woody Harrelson's character so much, you would just want him to get his comeuppance. But I think the reason it works, and it's not so much of a bummer the whole time, is that you have this new character that's introduced. He doesn't have a name. He calls himself a bad monkey or bad ape or whatever. Because that's what they call him. That's what they tell him. That's what humans call him. And he's played by Steve Zahn. Obviously motion capture, I'm assuming he did, but the voice is Steve Zahn, and he does a great job of like providing much needed comic relief in this movie, because without that, it would be hard to watch this movie. Yeah. Not because it'd be boring, but it would just be like a lot.
So depressing.
Yes, very dark and depressing. So it helps if, you know, anytime you see him pop up on the screen, you know it's going to be like a funny moment, or you're kind of like, you're able to breathe like a sigh of relief, like, okay, this scene won't be too bad because he's in it. But yeah, it was really cool. Like you said, it's really sad in parts. I mean, there's like some main characters that die, and just the way they're treated is just ugly. But I love the character, the Colonel, because he keeps trying to explain, like, look, you know, this isn't personal. This is just, you know, it's war. Yeah. And again, I know we talked about this just recently with the Civil War movie, but again, it's showing that ugliness of war. And there's some slow motion sequences that look really cool, but at the same time, you just see all the death that it's causing. And Caesar, you see it on his face, like, what have I done? I brought my people, so to speak, into this conflict, and they're all, you know, being murdered or, you know, being mistreated. And so you just see all the destruction and the futility of war, as they say. It's like an anti-war movie, essentially, which is interesting within the Apes movies. And what was I going to say about that? I lost my train of thought. But that's what I was going to say. This was new to our viewing, because now that we watch movies, like whenever we watch movies at home, we always have the subtitles on, because sometimes it's hard to hear. And so instead of rewinding and rewatching stuff, we just leave the subtitles on. And it helps a lot. And sometimes it adds new things that I never noticed before, because you're taking the time to read what they're saying. So what I found interesting in this movie was the subtitles. So the colonel is, I forgot his name, but the guerrillas that work for him, they call him Kerna. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny because I never noticed that. I think when if I would have heard it, I thought they were calling him Colonel, the Colonel. But they're saying the Kerna wants to see you. So that's what they hear, right? They heard Kerna, and so they just call him Kerna. But again, if I had just been watching this without subtitles, I would have heard, oh, Kerna wants to see you. And I would have thought they were saying Colonel just in a weird kind of clipped way. But no, they're just completely mispronouncing his title, and they think that's his name, is Kerna, you know. So I thought that was interesting, just the way they put that in there in the screenplay, you know, to make the gorillas mispronounce his name or his title. But stuff like that, like those little details, I always thought were interesting in these movies. Like they really thought about each little detail. Even the symbol that they use, the apes use that window symbol from the first movie, which was like the window that Caesar would look out of in his house. But yeah, just a great movie and a great trilogy, like you said. Overall, it's just like such a good trilogy. It's they really one up each movie was like, I think, better than its previous movie. And but I love them all. Like I can't say, oh, I just, you know, this one's the best or whatever. But it's interesting the way, like, because the original Planet of the Apes series, it really dealt a lot with like race, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be like an allegory for race. This one I feel is more like an allegory just for the treatment of animals. And because it starts off with the whole reason that the animals are become this smart is because they're being experimented on. They're in this lab, and along with the ones in the zoo, because they break out in the first movie, they break out all the animals in the lab, they break out the animals that are locked up in that sanctuary. I use that term loosely. It's not really a sanctuary at all. And then the ones that they break out of the zoo, so it becomes this huge like army of apes. So it's a really interesting spin on how we treat those that we deem lesser than us, and how that would look if that were flipped. And I feel like that's where we're headed now with Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. This Kingdom actually looks the most like the original movie as far as these movies go, because now we're starting to see in this new trailer where the humans that are left are pretty much like these primitive beings, and that's how it is in the original Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston. The humans are basically just, they don't speak. They don't know how to speak, which I think is interesting the way they explained it in this movie. I feel like it led into that where it's this virus that caused them not to be able to speak. And so that's where we're headed. We're kind of starting to go into where the series all started with the original Planet of the Apes. But we'll see how that goes when we go see it next month. But I'm excited for that too. Hopefully they don't screw it up, because they've got a really good track record so far. So, and I do have to say that probably the reason the last two were so good, part of it was because Matt Reeves directed it, and he directed Cloverfield. I'm not sure on that one, but I do know he directed the Batman, the most recent one with Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
So he's a good director. This new one's got a different director, so we'll see if that makes any difference at all. But I'm excited for it. Hopefully it's good, at least as good as these last three. So, but yeah, was there anything else you wanted to add to the review? Because it wraps it up for War for the Planet of the Apes, and actually for this, the current trilogy as it stands. But now we're adding a new one. But yeah, follow us on Instagram at Third Row From the Front, and also be sure to follow us or to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcast. That way you're sure to get our newest episodes, and we'll talk to you next time on Third Row From the Front.
Bye.